First period comes to a close. 107 pounds, Peters Township's Nicholas McGarity and Nolan Rice tied at two after first period of consolation wrestling. Over on mat two, it's Kai of Whitehall. He leads 2-0 after a period against Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. They'll start on their feet, Kai, and Barrett will to begin the second. Rice of Connellsville riding on top. We're going to get a potentially dangerous call as Rice was riding with both legs in. That match just second period underway, 2-2. Kai of Whitehall has extended his lead against Baird of Penn Trafford out to 4-0 now. A one-point escape, or I should say a two-point reversal for Barrett. And now he has cut into Kai's lead, now 4-2 Kai leads. Rice of Connellsville riding on top of McGarity. McGarity trying to get up to his feet. Rice hanging on, and the second that McGarity up to his feet, Kai picks up those legs in a potentially dangerous call. Back to the mat they'll go. Minute 15 remaining, 2-2. McGarity of Peters Township, Rice of Connellsville. Again, back up to their feet they go, and potentially dangerous is called once more. As a former 107-pounder, I resent all those potentially dangerous stoppages, but nevertheless, the right call. So Rice continues to ride. McGarity now, again, quickly trying to rid himself of those boots that Rice has put in. And potentially dangerous is called for the third time, and that will result in a stalling warning against McGarity now. 50 seconds, I should say, remains in that one. Over on mat two, Wilmot Kai of Whitehall. He has extended his lead over Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. He leads 5-2. Second period coming to a close there. McGarity of Peters Township now has Rice a little too high. Rice, no feet in, no legs in. McGarity trying to pop that head out, trying to claim points. About 20 seconds remain in that period. McGarity kind of arches over Rice. Rice hanging desperately onto that arm and that head, trying to not allow McGarity to get control. McGarity fighting hard, under 5 seconds remaining. And McGarity, if he had had just probably another second or two, might have found some points. Instead, Rice able to ride for the entire second period, so we'll go to the third period. That score tied at two.
So we will pick up the third period of those two local bouts when we come right back in just a minute here at greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Welcome back. 107-pound consolation match. Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township, Nolan Rice of Connellsville. We're in the third period. About 35 seconds gone in that third period. Score is tied 2-2. Rice rode for the entire second period, not allowing McGarity any points. McGarity now trying to return the favor. A minute 10 remaining. So far, McGarity has ridden successfully. We're going to get a stalemate as they are on the edge of the mat. Almost a far side cradle. McGarity was trying to hold Rice in, but to no avail. So back to the center they go, 105. Quickly, Wilmot Kai of Whitehall leading Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford 7-4. They are in the third period on their feet. Barrett trying to find some points as he trails by three. Under a minute now, McGarity continuing to ride on Rice of Connellsville. Jumps to the right side of Rice, really working heavy up on the arms. does have that right leg of Rice laced. And trying to kind of hit that right hip of Rice over. McGarity working hard up top, though. We are now at 30 seconds remaining there. Now trying to, again, use that hip and sort of hip over Rice with that cross face coming heavy on that right side of Nolan Rice. McGarity continuing to work. 15 seconds remaining. Official trying to allow McGarity the opportunity to work for some points here. But it looks like time will run out, although we quickly get a potentially dangerous, or we're actually going to get a penalty point. Is they're going to get Nolan Rice? I'm not sure. It's been a while, but with just 4 seconds left, Nolan Rice is called for a penalty point. I should say a penalty is called against him, which will give Nicholas McGarity the point. We're going to get two false starts, two cautions against Rice, as now Rice, with just 4 seconds left, has run out of options. McGarity will ride, and Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township with a late penalty point will hold on and defeat Nolan Rice of Connellsville 3-2 at 107-pound consolation. Just as the other 107-pound local consolation match coming to an end, Wilmont Kai of Whitehall, a 9-6 decision over Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. So Kai of Whitehall will advance.
I'm sorry, score on that one again?
9-6. Kai, your winner.
Thank you.
Yep.
And we have a break in the action. And we'll pick up more AAA state wrestling action when we come back to the Giants Center in Hershey on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Spring into home construction season with First Federal of Greene County's construction and home improvement loans. First Federal's construction loans, owner-builder loans, FHA Title I home improvement loans, and home equity loans put you in charge. With offices in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties, your loan stays here. Visit with a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
And welcome back to the Giants Center 121-pound consolation match. We have Connor Smith of Seneca Valley, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan underway. First period there has come to an end. It looks like no score. There was a bit of a scramble there towards the end of the period, but neither wrestler able to claim any points for that. So it looks like Smith of Seneca Valley will make the choice and choose down. Again, 121-pound consolation match. Hartman quickly with the pressure up on the shoulders, trying to run sort of a half Nelson and able to get that left leg of his in for an opportunity to ride. Smith very quickly trying to shake Hartman off, and Hartman not too high, able to break Smith back down to the mat with that leg in.
Just checking because I did not see Leo Joseph of Latrobe. He is going to win by a forfeit, or medical forfeit. Was supposed to be wrestling Colby Martinelli of Penridge, but Joseph will advance by medical forfeit.
Smith of Seneca Valley with a reversal of Hartman of Cannon McMillan, and Smith now has Hartman stuck. Hartman trying to work off his back. Smith, though, heavy on the head. Can't quite tell from the... Looks like he has that headlock, but unable to do much with it. He does get three near fall points. Hartman able to roll off his back, though. It all results ultimately in a 6-0 lead for Connor Smith of Seneca Valley over Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. So Smith now, 5-0 lead. That's what I thought it was going to be. They gave him an extra point. So three near fall points for Smith. 5-0. He leads now, under 20 seconds remaining, second period there. Smith continues to really hang and kind of clench that right thigh of Hartman. And the second period will come to an end there. Connor Smith of Seneca Valley, a 5-0 lead over Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan at the end of two periods here in this consolation match at 121 pounds. At this moment, the only District 7 wrestlers on the mat. Shefsik of Waynesburg on deck, though. So we'll have his match here shortly. On their feet is Hartman and Smith. Hartman now trying to push the envelope. They'll go out of bounds. We're going to get a stalling warning against Smith. That's sort of as a reward for Hartman's up and effort. Low shot there from Smith. Good sprawl gets behind his Hartman. Hartman now behind Smith, looking for something to do. Trying to wrap those arms around and able to break Smith down, and awarded the two-point takedown is Collier Hartman. So Hartman now cuts into Smith's lead. It's now 5-2 Smith leads. 1:10 remaining here, third period. We'll see if Hartman continues to ride or if he decides to bring him back up to his feet and work from the top again. Official looking at Hartman to keep it moving, and we're going to get injury time, as it looks like Hartman will be tended to. Looks like some blood time, so Collier Hartman will be tended to. He trails 5-2 to Connor Smith of Seneca Valley, 56 seconds remaining, third period.
Guy Sheftick due up about ahead of him, has just ended. So Sheftick coming up over on mat number one.
And Sheftick will be taking on Bradley Sickler of Hickory. Slicker of Hickory, I should say. Looks like Hartman has been tended to, and so back they will go. And they initially had lined up in the neutral position. The assisting official comes in and alerts that Smith was to be down. So Smith went down to the mat, at which point Hartman said, "No, you can stand back up. I'll give you that point." And so 6-2, Smith leads in on a shot as Smith... Hartman sprawls and got a little too high there, so now Smith in on that. Both wrestlers rolling. Nice shot from Hartman. Great body control, able to get himself around and find another two-point takedown. So Collier Hartman now 6-4. He'll let Smith back up again, but Collier Hartman with two takedowns here in this third period now only trails 7-4, 32 seconds and counting remaining in that one.
Sheftick scoreless at the end of one with Slicker of Hickory.
Hartman almost able to step through and sort of underhook throw and step through of Smith, but they ran out of bounds. Hartman, give him a lot of credit, just 20 seconds remaining, really pushing. We're going to get a stalling and a point awarded to Hartman, now 7-5, and with 14 seconds left, Connor Smith's lead just 2 points, and if Hartman can find a takedown here, he can tie it. He's got two this period already. The officials looking for another stalling call. Hartman trying everything he can. We're going to get another stalling called. So now all of a sudden it's 7-6. Just 6 seconds remain. Hartman pushing the envelope. Smith really needs to be careful here. In on a shot is Hartman. Looking for that point. Can't clear the leg. He's unable to do so. And Connor Smith of Seneca Valley will hold on for a 7-6 victory. Excellent effort from Collier Hartman there in the waning moments of that match, but just a little too late. Connor Smith of Seneca Valley survives a 7-6 win at 121 pounds.
Yeah, Hartman really gave it all he had.
Yeah, give Hartman a ton of credit there. Boy, just another few seconds, and that match could have had a different outcome.
Sheftick of Waynesburg mentioned was scoreless after one. He is on top in the second, still scoreless, with Slicker of Hickory. Right now, that's the lone District 7 bout. Kai Vioma of Connellsville is going to follow Sheftick on mat one. Blake Reiner on deck on mat three. Dominic Ferraro on deck on mat four. And again, you win in this consolation round, you will take home a medal. It's going to be anywhere between third and eighth.
Yeah, out of bounds. Not sure. Sheftick on top. 56 seconds remaining, second period, as you mentioned, no score still. Trying to ride on that. And Slicker almost pulled Sheftick back on top of him. Lucky for him, he's able to get himself back to his base. Almost a catastrophic error for Slicker. Tries a roll there as Sheftick continues to ride, and they'll go out of bounds. 30 seconds remaining there. This 127-pound consolation match. Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg. No score. And Slicker kind of missed it there just for a second, but has Sheftick caught now.
Yeah, he went from a switch into a cradle.
Now Sheftick able to get a reversal back. But
should be two, three, and then two.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're actually only going to give Slicker, it looks like, two near fall points. So the second period will come to a close after almost 3 minutes of not a ton of action. The second period will end. Brady Slicker of Hickory leading 4-2 over Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg.
And we'll pick up the third period for Sheftick when we come right back on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Checking in back at 127 pounds. It is actually 5-2. They did award Slicker that extra near fall point. So Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg trailing 5-2, a minute 40 remaining, third period. Sheftick trying to stand up and turn into Slicker. And he will get an escape point. So a minute 30 remaining. They work their way back to center. 5-3, Brady Slicker of Hickory leading Kai Sheftick of Waynesburg. Sheftick trying to push here again, as Mark mentioned, a win here can get you onto that podium, but a loss will send you home here in consolations at 127 pounds. Out of bounds, they'll go. Minute 14 remaining. Sheftick trying to work in a little closer, gets that right arm sort of underhooked. They're trying to work with that left arm. Now switches that up and continues to push into Slicker. And Jeftic able to draw a stalling warning on Brady Slicker, so Slicker needs to watch out. Jeftic now really pushing, able to get behind Slicker, take to the match, a roll through for Slicker, but a two-point takedown for Kai Jeftic of Waynesburg. He has tied this match at five, now 45 seconds. However, Slicker kind of rolls through a scramble. Both wrestlers have each other's heads. They're almost staying on top of their heads, and Slicker able to get a reversal, though, just 35 seconds remaining. Brady Slicker of Hickory now leading 7-5 under 30 seconds. Jeftic trying to work back into him now. Up to his feet comes Jeftic, looking for points there. They will not give him the escape point. So Kai Jeftic back to the mat. He trails 7-5, 19 seconds remaining. This is a 127-pound consolation match.
Reiner, Blake Reiner of Trinity, end of one period, was trying to finish off a shot against Marco Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic, but time ran out in the first, so no score after one. Frenzy defers, and Reiner will take bottom position for the second.
Yeah, under 10 seconds now. Jeftic trying maybe a roll. Slicker able to stop. Slicker will give him the escape point, but too little too late as Brady Slicker of Hickory, a 7-6 victory at 127 pounds over Kai Jeftic of Waynesburg at the consolation match.
Kai Vioma of Connellsville will come up on mat one. Reiner of Trinity trying to get up to his feet here early in the second period. He does peel off and get free for one, so he leads Frenzy 1-0. Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland is on deck on mat four. Meanwhile, Reiner still with a 1-0 lead on Frenzy.
Yeah, you mentioned Vielma of Connellsville against Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West, 133 pounds.
Reiner reached for a leg, couldn't get in deep on it. No circle. Tap to the head by Reiner. Down to 1 minute to go. It's the second period after a scoreless first. Reiner comes in to tie up. Fakes a shot again.
Vielma in on a shot against Dennis. 20 seconds remaining, and that one still no score.
Reiner and Frenzy break out of the tie-up, circle back toward the center of the mat. 25 seconds to go in the second. Frenzy and Reiner have been in and out of tie-ups. Haven't been a whole lot of shots. Reiner's kind of faked shots a few times, or, you know, tried to reach for a leg but knew there wasn't anything there, so he didn't get overly aggressive with it. Time's going to run out in the second. Reiner with a 1-0 lead after two.
First period coming to a close. Kai Vielma of Connellsville, Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West, no score.
Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic going to start on the bottom in the third against Reiner. Frenzy to his feet. Reiner cuts him loose. So 1-1 and neutral.
Underway on mat for Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland, Michael Turry of West Scranton. They are underway. No score there.
So Reiner and Frenzy have spent a lot of time in this bout on their feet. Neither has really gotten close to a takedown. They'll come back into the center.
Second period underway. Still no score. Vielma and Dennis. Vielma Connellsville in on a shot. But so far, a lot of pushing and shoving otherwise in that front headlock and just trying to do something there. As Vielma in a stalemate will be called.
Ferraro of Pine Richland still scoreless late in the first. 10 seconds left. He's trying to fight off a shot of a single here. Right on the edge of the mat. And there's the end of the first. No score. 45 seconds to go, third period for Reiner and Frenzy. Still neutral, still 1-1. In and out of a tie-up. Greener again drops down. Just kind of reaches for the leg, but now down to the final 15 seconds of regulation for Reiner and Frenzy. Ferraro on top to begin his second period. Bout scoreless with Torrey of West Scranton.
Quickly, no score. 45 seconds remain second period. Kai Viyama of Connellsville. Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West. And we will finally get our first 2 points in that match as Dennis gets a two-point reversal. It's 2-0. Dennis there, end of the second period.
Overtime underway for Reiner and Frenzy. A state medal on the line here. Frenzy drops down, not able to get to the right leg. Reiner with a reshot, had both legs, now going to settle for just the right. Each on the other's leg, they're going to roll through. And now Frenzy gets Reiner off his leg, tries to spin behind. Reiner trying to switch and turn in and stay neutral, and he does. He was very close to being taken down there. 30 seconds to go in the sudden victory. Reiner in on the left leg of Frenzy. Frenzy locking through the legs of Reiner. Reiner up on the balls of his feet, now sits. And again, each on the other's leg as they're on the edge of the mat. 15 seconds to go in the sudden victory period. Reiner sits now with Frenzy draped over his back. 10 seconds to go in the period. And a stalemate called.
Second period, and Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West, now a 4-0 lead over Kai Viyama of Connellsville, 133 pounds.
Torrey escapes on Ferraro, so Torrey with a 1-0 lead there in the second period. And we're going to go to the 2:30-second tiebreaker periods for Reiner and Frenzy. Reiner wins the flip, wants to be on the bottom. Again, he scored first, Reiner did, if they go to the ultimate tiebreaker. Ferraro got a takedown right before the stoppage, so he leads Torrey 2-1 in the second. Here's Reiner in the first tiebreaker to his feet. Frenzy reaches in, ties up a leg. He's called for stalling on top. It's the first call against him. Reiner trying to peel off around the waist, and he then rolls, and they roll out of bounds. 15 seconds left in the first tiebreaker, still tied at one.
Viyama of Connellsville, a quick escape. He still trails 4-1 early third period in that one.
Off the whistle in the tiebreaker. Reiner trying to push himself up to his feet. He does. Frenzy trying to spin Reiner back to the mat. Reiner rolls back into Frenzy. They roll out of bounds. 4 seconds to go in the first tiebreaker.
Ferraro still leading 2-1 over Torrey. He rides on top. About 40 seconds remain second period in that match.
Blake Reiner back into referee's position, up to his feet. Frenzy tries to tie up a leg, and the first tiebreaker will end. Frenzy rides for that 30 seconds. Reiner was fifth in the state last year, wanting to bring home another medal here in his senior season, but he's in a tight overtime match here. Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic trying to get up to his feet. Reiner out to the left side. Frenzy does stand, and he spins free for an escape to take a 2-1 lead. Still got to wrestle the final 20 seconds here. Reiner shoots, unable to get in deep. Now ducks under the arm, but not able to get around behind. 12 seconds to go. Reiner tries to toss Frenzy. He pulls Frenzy right on top of himself with that desperation move. And the takedown and a couple of back points going to come for Frenzy. 4-1 with the takedown and two more for near fall. Actually, three, so it's going to be 7-1 for Frenzy in overtime, eliminating Blake Reiner of Trinity. That comes at 2 minutes of overtime for Frenzy of Bethlehem Catholic.
And Kai Viyama of Connellsville has made a great comeback, but still trails 7-5, now 8-5 to Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West. Just 4 seconds remain. And it'll be 7-6 as Dennis will receive the optional start. But just 4 seconds remain. Some confusion about where they're going to start, but it looks like Chris Dennis of Central Bucks West likely to come out with victory here at 133 pounds. We'll get a final score once we get this sort of figured out.
Ferraro of Pine, Richland neutral and trailing 6-3 early in the third period, avoids a headlock by getting out of bounds with Torrey of West Scranton.
So final on mat one at 133 pounds. It'll be Chris Dennis, an 8-5 victory over Kai Vielma of Connellsville. So Dennis will advance from consolation.
Gibbons of Mount Lebanon coming up on mat one. Dominic Ferraro of Pine Richland, neutral, 6-3, a minute 19 remaining in the third period. TJ Allison of Trinity will follow Ferraro on mat four. Ferraro trying to get in on a shot, but getting his body up on top is Torrey of West Scranton. He's going to get the takedown and go up 8-3, and now Ferraro needs injury time, so we'll pick up more AAA State Wrestling action when we come back to the Giants Center in Hershey momentarily here, greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night.
And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Check back in on Dominic Ferraro. Ferraro trailing 10-5. He was given an escape in the third by Torrey to make it 8-5, and then that made it 8-4, then a takedown and escape. Ferraro tries to jump over top of Torrey with time running out, and it's going to be a 10-5 win by Torrey, eliminating Ferraro of Pine Richland.
A couple other wrestlers moving on, happening right now, 145 pounds. Gavin Reynolds of Central Dauphin leads Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, 1-0. That match is nearing the end of the second period. At 152 pounds, it is Keegan Demarest of Pocono Mountain East. He leads Nick Jones of West Allegheny, 4-1. That match early into the second period. So Jones of West A, Gibbons of Mount Lebo, both trailing in their consolation matches right now.
T.J. Allison of Trinity underway on mat four against Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford.
J. Jones now has cut into Demarest's lead. He trails 4-2 now, halfway through the second period there. They are on their feet. Reynolds of Central Dauphin, third period underway. He is on top of Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. Reynolds of Central Dauphin leading 1-0. Gibbons up to his feet, trying to cut away, but to no avail yet.
Allison and Coy scoreless late in their first period, just 7 seconds to go. And there's the end of the first. A number of District 7 wrestlers stopped one win shy of a medal here in a recent streak, the last few weight classes. Some of them local guys. Allison of Trinity going to start his second period on the bottom, scoreless, with Coy of Penn Trafford. Allison to his feet. Coy able to trip him back to the mat.
Demarest of Pocono Mountain East leading Jones of West Allegheny 6-3. A takedown from Demarest again. So that lead at 3 at the end of the second period. Reynolds of Central Dauphin continuing to ride Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. We're under a minute to go third period. Gibbons trailing just 1-0, and he is on the bottom. So an opportunity to tie, but so far Reynolds has been a tough top opponent.
1:20 to go in the second for TJ Allison and Hayden Coy out of bounds. Still scoreless there with Allison on the bottom trying to get up to his feet off the restart here. Almost a peel out a spiral ride of Coy. Allison to his feet. Coy right behind him, and now he'll let Allison go. It was close to a stalling call, so Allison takes a 1-0 lead, and they step out of bounds. 59 seconds to go in the second.
Jones of West A gives up another takedown to Demarest. He now trails 8-3. Under 25 seconds to go, Reynolds of Central Dauphin continuing to ride Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. Gibbons, again, just trailing 1-0, but as we approach 15 seconds to go, going to need a big move here. Gibbons up to his feet, tries to roll through, unable to do so. Under 5 seconds to go, Gibbons up to his feet. One last attempt here. Reynolds holding on. And that will be it. Gavin Reynolds of Central Dauphin, a 1-0 victory over Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon at 145 pounds. Gibbons' day is done as Reynolds advances. Under a minute to go, Nick Jones of West Allegheny continuing to trail 8-3 to Keegan Demarest of Pocono Mountain East.
Coy gets around behind Allison and takes him down. Again, Allison stands and Coy cuts him loose late in the period. So 2-2 there, 5 seconds remaining in the second. And there's the end of the period. Coy with choice will start the third on the bottom. Again, they are tied at 2. And Allison going to give Coy the escape. So they start now on their feet with Coy leading 3-2.
160 pounds underway. Charlie Scanlon of Bethlehem Catholic. Lonzi Vielma of Connellsville. That's 160 pounds. So Vielma trying to advance.
Allison and Coy on the edge of the mat. Allison wanting to reach for a leg, and the two are out of bounds.
Quickly, a quick final. Nick Jones of West A. He will fall 8-3 to Keegan Demarest of Pocono Mountain East at 152 pounds. So Jones eliminated, falling 8-3.
Coy and Allison still on their feet. Minute 17 to go in the third. Coy leads 3-2. TJ Allison needing a point to tie.
Second period underway. Quickly, Vielma of Connellsville. He leads 1-0 over Scanlon of Bethlehem Catholic. An escape for Vielma to start the second period has him leading 1-0.
Stalling call against Hayden Coy. First one against him. Now 40 seconds remaining in the third. Had Allison's left arm tied up, and again they're out of bounds. So Allison needs to continue to push the action here, and maybe he can draw another stalling call. That would tie it up. Coy shoots to the right leg, though. Allison with a whizzer. Allison trying to reach underneath, and Coy is able to force him out of that and gets on that right leg. 13 seconds to go. Coy just hanging on to that leg, but he was flat on his stomach for a moment. 3 seconds to go. Allison trying to spin behind, but time's going to run out. It's going to be a 3-2 win for Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford, and he will eliminate Trinity's T.J. Allison.
160 pounds, Lonzi Bielma of Connellsville has extended his lead. Now he leads 3-0 over Scanlon of Bethlehem Catholic. 30 seconds remaining, second period there. So second period has seen an escape and a takedown for Bielma.
So with just 20 seconds left in that second period, we'll step aside and get to some more action. AAA Wrestling coming to you from the Giant Center in Hershey on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Regional anesthesia experts provide high-level orthopedic anesthesia at a surgery center near you. Owned and operated by Dr. Brian Matuzik, regional anesthesia experts employ modern techniques to alleviate post-op pain, enabling you to get back on your feet quicker, increasing the likelihood of better long-term results from your surgery. Best of luck to all WPIL and Pennsylvania wrestlers from regional anesthesia experts and Big Mac alum Dr. Brian Matuzik.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Back at the Giant Center, Lonzi Bielma of Connellsville, the lone WPIAL wrestler out there right now on mat one.
Yeah, and Bielma leading 5-1, a minute remaining in that third period. Started the third period on top, gave up the escape, but was able to get his second takedown of the match, which has put him up 4, continuing to ride tight waist there with the left arm. Again, 45 seconds remains. He leads 5-1 against Charlie Scanlon of Bethlehem Catholic. In a little spiral ride towards the boundary, they'll go out of bounds. 39 seconds remain there. So nearing a positive outcome for Vielma if he can hold on here in these remaining 40 seconds. Thompson of Central Catholic in the hole. Marion of Franklin Regional in the hole. Buggy of North Allegheny in the hole. Calgaro of Cannon McMillan in the hole. So with the exception of Vielma on the mat right now, there's still a few more wrestlers to go here in this consolation round of AAA Wrestling. 15 seconds remaining. Bielma continuing to ride strong in this third period. Both arms underneath as he rides behind, and he will allow Scanlon to stand up, but we'll see if he actually ended up clearing him or not. But just 5 seconds remaining, so likely the outcome indeterminate of what he did. They're going to say that Scanlon did not receive that escape, so it'll remain 5-1. Scanlon tries to reach back, an unsuccessful roll in Lonzi Bielma of Connellsville with a 5-1 victory at 160 pounds to advance in this consolation round with a win at 160 pounds.
been a tough round here for District 7. Four wins so far, but eight losses make that five now, I believe, with the win by Vielma. And there were a couple of at least two, maybe three situations where you had two guys wrestling one another.
Right.
Let's check the board. Nobody from District 7 out there right now. But Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic is on deck on mat one. He's the only District 7 wrestler who is on deck right now.
Yep.
Julian O'Marion in the hole. Aiden Buggy in the hole. Same for Gino Calguero. So be a little while before we see those guys come up. I counted 17 semifinalists for AAA. And again, you win in the consolations and you guarantee yourself a medal. So at this moment, still with some bouts to go, AAA with 22 guaranteed medals, if my numbers are correct. A chance to, I think, to add five more to that total, five more District 7 wrestlers still to come up in this round. And I don't think any of them are wrestling each other.
Lucky for us. Well, maybe not so much lucky for us. A little easier when it's two for us, but certainly good for the representation of the WPIAL.
So as I said, the next District 7 wrestler up is at 189 pounds, and that is Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. And he will be on mat one. About ahead of him, Hogan of Penridge and Zurcher of Nazareth has just started the second period. We'll just go around the horn and update those matches for you. That Hogan-Zurcher bout is scoreless early in the second period with Hogan riding. Mat 2, again, these are all consolations, third-round consolation bouts. Bird of Hershey and Cole of Council Rock South at 160. Cole rides and leads there 3-0. 16 seconds to go in the third. I think we've just had a final on mat 3. It was 4-2. Wallizer of Central Mountain over McFarland of Pottsville at 152 pounds. At 160 on mat 4, Davis of Central York. 3-1 lead late in the third period against James Geiger of Easton. Just 15 seconds to go there. And mat 5. Bajbekov. That's Ernazar Bajbekov of Neshaminy and Gunnar Myers of Wallen Pawpack. Myers a 4-3 lead there. And time has just run out. So Wallen Pawpack's Gunnar Myers clinches a medal with that victory. And there is an injury on mat 6. That's the bout between Carr of Sun Valley and Hurd of Abington Heights at 172 pounds. That one in the second with Carr leading 4-2, but again, an injury situation down there. And that injury is to Carr of Sun Mountain. And he's surrounded by athletic training staff and coaches, so can't really see what the issue might be there. Although, you know, Carr is going to stand up, and it looks like he'll be ready to continue here shortly, although they do want to take a little closer look at him.
And you mentioned the upcoming mat on mat 1 for our WPIL representation, Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. He'll be wrestling against James DeLucy of Bethlehem Catholic.
And three guys now on deck from District 7, Julian O'Marion, Aiden Buggy, and Gino Calguero. So they'll all be up, although the bouts ahead of them are still relatively early. And give us a chance to step aside here for just a moment And we'll have more AAA State Wrestling when we come right back on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, still three District 7 wrestlers currently on deck. And we've just had a fall on mat one. So Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic will be coming up there.
Must have been a really excited group of people for that win there. And as you mentioned, 189 pounds coming up, Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic. I think I saw correctly a freshman.
That is correct.
So great showing from the freshman from PCC against James DeLucy of Bethlehem Catholic. Thompson quickly, though, sort of caught on a bad shot, and it'll be a quick takedown for DeLucy, and Thompson also caught with an injury time. Seems to be clutching his left shoulder. Not to speculate, so we'll allow the athletic trainers and coaches to do their work, and we certainly hope that Thompson's injury is nothing severe. Mention a few more District 7 wrestlers coming up on the on deck now. Three, all of 215 pounds, and Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny in the hole at 285 pounds. Thompson is seated upright, so good to see at least he's laying flat on the mat there. He kind of dropped down for a single and sort of let go almost and allowed DeLucy to sort of slide behind pretty easily. So, again, not to speculate, but hope whatever is ailing Roman Thompson, but he does look fairly upset. So we'll allow that situation to play out and turn our attention elsewhere. Again, as we have a number of wrestlers coming up on deck elsewhere from District 7.
Al Wenzel of Shikellamy has just pinned Akala of Conestoga Valley at 172 pounds on mat two at 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Thompson back underway, so good to see that whatever injury existed, he seems to be working through. DeLucy riding on top, 35 seconds remaining first period. He leads 2-0 over Roman Thompson of Pittsburgh Central Catholic.
Got another injury situation down on mat five, and that was at the end of the prior bout. So Calgaro of Canada McMillan is going to wrestle on that mat, but attending to an injured wrestler. So he's going to have to wait until they get that taken care of. Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny up next on mat four at 215 pounds, 45 seconds remaining in the bout. Leading up to that, Carabinas of Freedom with a 3-2 lead on Leininger of Easton. They're on their feet with 35 seconds to go in the third period.
Thompson again stopping for injury time. It appears to be his left side, perhaps his left shoulder or his left elbow that seems to be ailing him. Injury time quickly cut off, but pretty clear to see that he is in some pain. So He's actually, it looks like, in a injury default out as he is called DeLucy to the center. And certainly just such a tough to watch, but a good effort there from Roman Thompson to work through that injury, but just ultimately too much for him to work through. So DeLucy of Bethlehem Catholic will advance on injury default.
And that looks like right at the end of the first period, so at the one-minute mark.
Yep. Yeah, this is such a tough round, too. We've seen a number of wrestlers who have, you know, whether it be having to sort of step out for that reason or lose a match. Again, you mentioned so close to that medal. That tough, certainly tough to watch, but great effort from the freshman from Pittsburgh Central Catholic.
Yeah, and you know, you hate to call anything good news at this point, but he is a freshman, so he will have more opportunities.
Certainly.
Calgaro underway on mat 5 against McMillan of Wilson area. Marion underway on mat 4 against Serafini of Central Mountain. Both those bouts scoreless, just about 30 seconds in. You know, we may actually get our longest break of the tournament here coming up.
Yeah. I feel a little selfish that my first session.
I was going to say, you just got here.
I just got here in the first session. I must be good luck, although that's probably jinxing us for what tonight and tomorrow have to bring. So
end of one for Calgaro. He and McMillan of Wilson are scoreless. And check in on Giuliano Marion.
Yep, same deal. End of the first period, scoreless with Marion and Serafini.
And Aiden Buggy may be looking at the exact same thing.
Marion will start on top. Quickly up to his feet as Serafini. Marion tries to lift and bring him back to the mat, which he does successfully.
Calgaro gives up an escape to McMillan. Then McMillan with a takedown, put a cradle in on Calgaro and put him on his back. They go out of bounds. So McMillan with one and then two more. He's going to lead 5-0 over Calgaro with a minute 36 to go in the second period. They come back into the center.
Yeah, and Marion for Franklin Regional, he's got two near fall points that he was able to pick up from a tilt, and the official has just awarded that to Marion. So Marion now a minute 15 remaining second period. He leads 2-0 over Serafini of Central Mountain.
Escape for Calgaro, so he trails 5-1. Buggy of North Allegheny, scoreless early in the second period. He is on the bottom against Miller of Cumberland Valley. Calgaro working a front headlock on mat 5, nearing the midway point of the second period. Goes to an underhook now. And now McMillan able to get away from Calgaro. They're out of bounds. 58 seconds to go in the second. Calgaro still down 5-1.
Marion continues to ride very, very strongly. Almost was able to turn Serafini a second time to no avail. But 30 seconds remain second period. And Giuliana Marion still leading 2-0.
Buggy was given an escape by Miller. So Buggy up 1-0. Minute 12 to go, second period. Calgaro still tying up with McMillan. They're down to 35 seconds remaining in their second and on their feet. Work to the edge of the mat.
Marion out of bounds, 24 seconds remain. As Serafini tried to roll through, and Marion almost caught him there. And you saw Serafini shake his head no, as if he knew that was the wrong move to make. He is able to see another period here as the second period will wind to a close. Giuliana Marion of Franklin Regional leading 2-0 over Rocco Serafini of Central Mountain.
Second period about to end for Kenna McMillan's Gino Calgaro. He and McMillan of Wilson area on their feet. And there is the end of the period. McMillan with a 5-1 lead after two. Calgaro will start the third on the bottom. Buggy of North Allegheny, 3-1 lead on Miller of Cumberland Valley. They're in the second with 31 seconds to go. And Buggy looks like he is getting blood time.
On deck, Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny. The only remaining wrestler. Only a couple more matches remaining in this session after we run through these.
Calgaro quickly up and out in the third, so he trails 5-2. Buggy still getting blood time on mat four. Calgaro and McMillan tie up on their knees. McMillan gets to the right ankle of Calgaro. Calgaro with a whizzer, and they go out of bounds. McMillan was close to getting the takedown, but ran out of room. Minute and a half to go in the third.
Serafini riding on top of Marion. Serafini trailing in this match 2-0. They'll go out of bounds. A minute 10 remaining. Juliana Marion of Franklin Regional leading 2-0 and in the down position. So we'll see if Serafini is able to push or if he allows Marion to stand and he starts from his feet again.
Calgaro out of bounds with a minute 14 to go, still trailing 5-2. Buggy of North Allegheny starting his third period. And an escape for Miller of Cumberland Valley. So Buggy leads 3-2. Here's Calgaro in on the legs. He's going to take McMillan down before they go out of bounds. So 5-4 now. Still 59 seconds remaining. Calgaro's going to give the escape. So that'll make it 6-4. They tie up. Calgaro pushes into McMillan with an underhook. Also around the head. Now break out of that. Calgaro, good shot at the double right behind the knees, and he's going to take McMillan down and tie that match at 6. Out of bounds with 34 seconds to go.
Really nice setup there, and just a tremendous finish from Calgaro.
Brian Krenzlak tells Calgaro, let him up again. So that'll make it 7-6 for McMillan with 34 seconds left. Buggy still up 3-2, a little over a minute to go in his third period.
Marion quickly up 3-0 on Serafini as well.
McMillan in on the right leg of Calgaro on the edge of the mat, and McMillan trying to take this right into a cradle. They go out of bounds, but there was no takedown. 18 seconds to go. Calgaro's got one more chance.
Boy, what a... Calgaro might have lucked out there. You're right. They were right on the boundary, and that was real close.
Calgaro shot, couldn't get in deep. Works a front headlock, pushes McMillan to the edge and out. Stalling call against McMillan. First one against him, so still 7-6, 13 seconds to go.
Juliana Marion, a 3-0 win.
Calgaro, one last chance. Pushing into McMillan with an underhook. 6 seconds to go. McMillan pushes back. 2 seconds left, and time's going to run out. McMillan is going to win 7-6 and stop Gino Calgaro one win shy of a medal.
Yeah, another great finish, though. Great effort from Calgaro.
Buggy of North Allegheny got a takedown, and now blood time running there. 25 seconds left. Buggy is up 5-2. You say 3-1 for Marion?
3-0. He got an escape, got that two-point near fall in the second period, got an escape in the third, and that was all she wrote. Braden McConaughey onto the mat for North Allegheny at 285 pounds. He is underway against Andrew Brennan of LaSalle. McConaughey tried to go for a standing headlock, but Brennan able to defend against that and go out of bounds.
Buggy, final 18 seconds, trying to fight off a shot here from Dane Miller of Cumberland Valley. They go out of bounds, just 9 seconds to go. Miller comes right after Buggy, tries to go around the head. Buggy pushes him away. Now goes around the head. Buggy might get a late takedown here. Not sure if that came before time ran out. As of yet, they haven't put anything up on the board. They do give Buggy that late takedown. So he's going to win 7-3 and clinch a medal at 215 pounds.
Brandon McConaughey out to a 2-1 lead, a takedown and an escape for Brennan of LaSalle. So McConaughey, his Buggies, North Allegheny teammate, leading 2-1 here, just 10 seconds remaining first period. Looks like that's our only, just a few remaining matches here, and McConaughey is our final one. First period will come to an end. Again, Brady McConaughey of North Allegheny, a 2-1 lead over Andrew Brennan of LaSalle. This is a consolation match at 285 pounds. Just two other matches even going on here in the Giant Center as this session wraps to a close. Brady McConaughey will start in the down position. Quick switch off the whistle. Brennan quickly responds, and back to the starting point goes McConaughey. Brennan tries to work on that left arm, try to break Brennan down, and or try to break McConaughey down, I should say. So far, Brennan really hanging on that left side of McConaughey. 25 seconds into the second period, McConaughey leading 2-1. And officials are going to quickly just stalemate that and bring it back into the center. No first move for McConaughey this time off the whistle. McConaughey trying to stand up unsuccessfully. Brennan doing a nice job of hip control and keeping McConaughey down on the mat. Minute 15 remaining second period. Brady McConaughey of North Allegheny leading 2-1. And McConaughey, a great Granby roll there. He's out, but very quickly thrown back to his back. We'll see what happens there. Do we get an escape and a two-point takedown? Or do we sort of leave it as it was? It appears we're going to leave it as it was, so it'll be 2-1 remains the score. McConaughey, a great Granby roll. I thought he was clear, but very quickly Brennan responds with a throw and a takedown where McConaughey was on his back for about a second. But it went out of bounds, and the action, I should say, went out of bounds, and the score remains tied remains at 2-1. McConaughey rolls through, and now Brennan is stuck. McConaughey with a reversal there. It's now 4-1. Brennan lucky to end up on his back as McConaughey had him there for just a moment. But McConaughey now, though, very high. Brennan trying to come out the backside, and Brennan will do so. So a reversal back for Andrew Brennan of LaSalle. The score now 4-3. Brady McConaughey of North Allegheny leads 18 seconds and counting. So a pretty wacky second period here that has ultimately resulted in just exchanging of reversals. But this second period likely to come to an end. Brady McConaughey of North Allegheny, a 4-3 lead over Andrew Brennan of LaSalle.
A couple of things. First of all, these numbers are unofficial, but I said this has not been a good round for District 7. I have 7 wins in this round and 12 losses for the WPIAL with obviously McConaughey's result. And he looks like he's got maybe an injured ankle, so there's going to be some time before they get to the third period. So he'll add one more to those totals, and that includes the 17, not counting the 17 wrestlers that District 7 has in the semifinals. So right now 24 medals and for a chance maybe 25 if McConaughey can win his bout, but it's a one-point match going to the third period. Also can remind you that this event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. And any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. I'm glad you're with us here on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, online, WJPA.com and greensports.net. McConaughey ready to go for his third period up on mat two.
Yep, and McConaughey will start in on the top position. He is, appears now, the only match remaining here at the Giant Center. So opportunity to bring that to you. Breaks Brennan back down to the mat. Brennan trying to scoot away, able to turn back into McConaughey up to his feet. And there is the escape point. So now we are tied at 4, a minute 45 remaining in this third period. Again, consolation match at 285 pounds. Brady McConaughey of North Allegheny trying to replicate his teammate, Aiden Buggy, at 215 pounds, a win in consolations. McConaughey trying to match that. Now, Brennan in between the legs, trying to turn back into McConaughey for a takedown. McConaughey now sort of sits back on top of Brennan, and we're going to get a stoppage. And I think the officials were looking for a reason to stop that, as both wrestlers were in not the greatest of positioning, but back to the center they'll go. No harm, no foul. A minute 15 remaining here in this third period. Score is tied at 4.
This might be a little bit of a stretch, but not much of one. Again, we're probably maybe looking at a break here of, and again, it depends on this bout, which still could go to overtime, but we might get more of a break here before the semifinal start than we have cumulative as far as the breaks have gone for most of the first 2 days here. And again, if it's a stretch, it's not much of a stretch.
I feel honored and privileged to be the one who brought this needed break, it seems like, to the broadcast booth here for certainly you and you know, my Greg counterpart. I know that Rusty, it sounds like, wasn't able to take advantage of that. So
yeah, but he's almost home by now.
Yeah, that's true, too. So 47 seconds remaining, still 4-4, 30 seconds of some pushing and shoving. But nothing yet so far, so both wrestlers here. No stalling warnings have been issued. Right now, just circling in the middle of the mat. Again, Andrew Brennan of LaSalle, Brandon McConaughey of North Allegheny. We're under 30 seconds now. They are tied up. Neither wrestler, I think, really wanting to maybe make the mistake here, as both have been advantageous. Here's a good shot in by McConaughey. Good sprawl, though, back by Brennan. Brennan now trying to cement mix over. Brennan gets behind. He's going to get a two-point takedown. Just 12 seconds remaining. A good initial shot from McConaughey. Brennan, though, does a nice job to get that separation, get behind, and it looks like that will do it, as McConaughey's day is done. Andrew Brennan of LaSalle, 6-4 victory at 285 pounds.
We'll run down the wrestlers that remain, and again, numbers are unofficial, but we'll get those to you right after this last break and let you know where the remaining District 7 wrestlers stand here as we wrap up this AAA session here at the State Wrestling Tournament. Back to the Giant Center in Hershey momentarily here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsenergy.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey again, semifinals for AA, AAA, and girls going to start at 7 o'clock. Just going to run down the District 7 wrestlers in AAA for you after this session, let you know where they stand. If my numbers are correct, I have 24 medals for AAA. 17 of those 24 are wrestlers who we will see in the semifinals tonight. So going back to 107 pounds, Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township is still alive in the consolations. At 114 pounds, Landon Sidden of Norwin and Santino Sloboda of Butler are in separate semifinal bouts at 114 pounds, and Leo Joseph of Latrobe is still alive in the fourth round of consolations. 121 pounds, Tyler Capusta of Franklin Regional, Luke Willishell of Latrobe, both in the semifinals in opposite ends of the bracket. And Connor Smith of Seneca Valley is still in the fourth round of consolations. 127 pounds, Andrew Binney of Canada McMillan in the semifinals tonight. He is the lone remaining wrestler still alive from District 7. In that weight class. At 133, Mason Kernan of Bethel Park and Ramil Islamov of Baldwin both in the semifinals, and both in they are in opposite ends of the bracket, so they will not face each other. At 139 pounds, Maddox Shaw of Thomas Jefferson in the semifinals. Everybody else from District 7 at 139 has been eliminated. At 145, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville in the semis, and Hayden Coy of Penn Trafford still alive in the fourth round of consolations. At 152, Eli Carr of Hempfield in the semifinals. The lone WPIAL wrestler left in that weight class at 160. Bodie Marlowe of Thomas Jefferson in the semifinals, and Lonzi Vilma of Connellsville still alive in the consolations. 172 pounds. Hunter Snyder of Latrobe and Bodie Morgan of Trinity will face each other in the semifinals tonight at 172. And in the bottom half of the bracket semifinal, Vaughn Spencer will wrestle tonight in the semis as well. At 189, Cooper Roskoski of Kiski, Nathan Campbell of Norwin, both in the semifinals tonight in opposite ends of the bracket. 215 pounds, Jake Conroy of Ringgold in the semis tonight. Juliano Marion of Franklin Regional and Aiden Buggy of North Allegheny in opposite ends of the consolation bracket will both bring home medals. And all the 285-pound wrestlers from District 7 have been eliminated. So we're going to take a break for somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 to 45 minutes and again come back with the semifinals that begin at 7 o'clock tonight. Consolation rounds following the semifinals as well, but it's going to be two mats for AA, two mats for the girls, two mats for AAA, and one of the best rounds of the tournament, the semifinals, and we'll get a look at six mats full of semis starting at 7 o'clock, so looking forward to that. And just a quick reminder that, again, we're going to take a short break here and come back for semifinal action tonight here at the state wrestling tournament at the Giant Center in Hershey. More state wrestling coming up tonight and tomorrow on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.